Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Good morning, guys.
guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening live via Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening to the cell phone, landline, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show where you can call in. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to give your comments or your opinion, then just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the show. The call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. Listen live at 516-531-9483. And again, if you'd like to be on the show, give your comments or opinions, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. All right? And again, good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Frank Williams. Hey, today's show has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even the professionals at CPA 7320244 and get to meet the Williams Show. And also our I do sponsor my own show here, of course. And if you'd like to, if you have any kind of real estate needs, please send me an email. You can go to my website, williams.kwrealty.com. You can go there and take around, and you can search for homes, or you can also contact me, send an email, or what have you, to let me know that you need help with a real estate need, whether you're selling, whether you're buying, someone who's selling or buying, then I will help them. We will help them from start to finish. Okay, sellers, buyers, residential real estate. We can take care of any of your needs. All right. And again, you're listening live to the Williams Show. 516-531-9488. If you guys give me just a minute, I will be back to you in just a minute. Hang on.
If you're cool, then I'm cool, then we're cool. We don't have to worry about no groceries. We can fill up on love alone. If we ain't got enough for a movie, we can just sit at home and chill. Have a little role play, baby, whatever turns you on. If you're cool, then I'm cool, then we're cool. If you're cool, then I'm cool, then we're cool. Quit your worrying, baby. Quit your worrying, girl. You don't know.
listening live to the Frank Williams Show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Okay. Now, let's see. Not the word of the day, but the phrase of the day. The word of the day is kind of weird. Okay. I'm going back. This is going to be something that I talk about for the show today. The word of the day is, or the words of the day is going to be PTSD. Some of you guys do not know what PTSD means or is, but it's post-traumatic stress disorder. Okay, post-traumatic stress disorder. And here with people from the service, from the armed forces. But, you know, those aren't the only people that suffer from PTSD. And, you know, that kind of, I guess, you know, I really just call it trauma. And so today's show is entitled PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. What is it? And do we all suffer from as well? Okay. And we're going to discuss, I suffer from it. You may suffer from it. You may just not know that you suffer from it, but we all really suffer from this PTSD because if you think about it, it's said that PTSD is some type of trauma. So you know, when I think about trauma, I think some of the things that I've been through as a not just as a kid, but maybe in college or as a young adult. Some of the trauma that I went through. I know when I was coming up, there was, man, was so many things that I can't forget right now. And they were traumatic. And because of that, you know, that's a form of PTSD. Okay? Some of the, you know, as a kid, some of the bicycle accidents. Well, one bicycle accident that you know, I can't forget is, you know, when my brother and I were riding on the bicycle and we fell down this huge hill. So that's something that I can't forget. And that was traumatic in my life, okay? I mean, I got hurt. Didn't break any bones, but the sure act itself of falling and hitting the curb and being all scratched and skint and bruised up from that fall. And then over the next few days, as you recover from that fall, oh man, you can't forget it. You can't forget it. And because of that, that's a stressful disorder that I can't get past. I don't think I need any kind of counseling or anything like that for it. But that's a form of PTSD. Now, some people may have, you know, something that may be a lot more traumatic, but that's a form of PTSD. And that's why I say I think that we all suffer from it as people, okay? We all suffer from it as people. I'm sure there's a traumatic situation that you've had in your life, you can't forget. Or when you, or when you revisit it, it's like, oh my God, man, I can't. I'll never forget that. Okay, you hear people say that. I'll never forget that. And there are also good things in life that, you know, you'll never forget. Some things that happened in your life that you'll never forget. And they're not traumatic, but they're good things. So that's another form of, I guess, stress disorder. And when you think about it, if you guys want, you can call in and tell me maybe something that you stressed from that happened that was traumatic that happened in your life. And I know everyone's not going to want to share that, because it may be something that, you know, that you really can't get over. Okay. And so PTSD is another reason that I tell people all the time. Now, I try to help my family understand that when they're driving on the road and someone does something, you know, outrageous or whatever on the road, and you may be a part of it, they may turn in front of you, cut you off, or just get over in the lane in front of you without, you know, without putting on their blinker and asking you to get over. Some people just, you know, bum rush their way in front of you. And it seems like sometimes they're going to hit your car or whatever. And sometimes people are sitting at the red light and you're behind them, and the light turns green and they're still sitting there. And you want to honk at them. Okay. And that's fine. You can, you know, on a situation like that, I think that's okay to honk at someone who's just sitting at the green light. All right. I think that's okay. But when someone cuts you off, or you may have cut someone off accidentally and they ride by you and give you that middle finger or whatever, then you honk at them or throw your middle finger up at them or whatever. That's something that I don't recommend, because that person that you're flipping off, or you're screaming at, but they can't hear you, but they can see you, you know, they may be suffering from some type of PTSD, and that triggers a lot of people. It triggers them to do something that maybe they don't want to do or they shouldn't do. And people that are, when you hear about people being in the armed forces that have the PTSD, when they return home, you know, you'd be like, he's suffering from PTSD, or she's suffering from PTSD. She was in Afghanistan. She was in Iraq. She was in whatever, in the war. And now that she's home, or now that he's home, man, he's crazy. And you think they're crazy, but it's not really being crazy. It's having a traumatic situation in your life that, you know, you can't get past. How can you get past seeing someone who's maybe not your absolute best friend, but your best friend in the armed services? Maybe y'all met, you know, in boot camp, and they're in your same group, and y'all were paired up together, doing different exercises together while you were there. And then you go to war together, and you're working together, and, you know, something happened to your best friend. And maybe they got killed. I guess that's the extreme, but maybe they were killed and they died right there. Maybe they got shot and they died right there with you. And you saw them take their last breath, or they may have stepped on a, I don't know if IUD they call it or whatever. They may have, I call them, what they used to call them when we were growing up watching those Army movies, landmines. They may have stepped on a landmine and blew off both their legs, or, you know, or something, okay, something traumatic. And, you know, that person that it happened to, they'll never forget it, right? Because every morning they wake up, they don't have legs. Every morning they wake up, one of their arms is gone. Every morning they wake up, they get in the shower and they see that bullet wound in their shoulder, whatever. Okay, that's a form of PTSD. And again, when you're out there on the road or whatever, you hear about road rage, you know, some of those people. And I think we all as people suffer from PTSD. So someone may be really suffering from PTSD, and someone that you know, flipped off or whatever may be suffering from PTSD, and then that triggers them, you know. And the person that's in the armed forces, you say, hey, man, don't do that to that dude. You know, don't say that to him, or don't show that to him, or don't do this to him, or whatever. That may trigger something in him or her, okay? That makes them go off. And because of that, you know, you hear about these car shootings on the road and people following people for miles, and then they pull over in a gas station and they raise hell with them. You know, I've seen people, you know, they get to the next stoplight and people got out of their cars and ran up to the car and start bamming on the window and cussing and raising hell with them. That's, you know, that's tough. So, you know, you got to try to be conscious of, you know, something like that may be happening, or it very well could be, right? It very well could be. And so, again, you have to be conscious of someone who may be having a really bad time, okay? So, I think that we all suffer from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. It's stress disorder, okay? And there were times, you know, me growing up as a kid in Northwest Atlanta, in a pretty tough neighborhood that, you know, all the time, you know, you fought after school growing up in elementary school. A lot of people fought after school, and you know, you lose some and you win some. But some of those fights were epic. Some of those fights, you know, you'll probably never forget. Or you may see that person when you grow up. You may see that person one day, okay? You may see that person one day down the line, and you say, oh, man, I remember you got to fighting with Curtis. When we were coming up, you got to fighting with Curtis right down the street from the school. Man, y'all were going at it. Well, me and Curtis are best friends now. You know, but you remember that stuff, right? And, you know, it might not have been actually traumatic to you where you saw blood and all this kind of stuff, but you didn't forget it. It's like burned in your memory. And that's the amazing part about the brain is it can pull stuff up faster than your computer. Okay. So post-traumatic stress disorder is in all of us, you know. You just don't understand what the meaning of it is, okay? But that's the meaning of this post-traumatic stress disorder, okay? And again, yeah, if you guys want to give me quickly one of your traumatic situations, 516-531-9483. A lot of you are already up on the show. Just press the keypad, press number one on the keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show and lay out your comments. I'd love to hear from you, okay? I was talking about this last night, to my wife. We'll sit and chat for hours sometimes. And what I was saying was that, I have you guys' attention right now. What I was saying is that when I do a show, my biggest thing is for you guys to call me and tell me, and talk to me, give me your comments, give me your opinion on today's show, or let's talk, okay? I want the interaction of my listeners. And it's fine if you don't want to be on the show. That's fine. You call in, listen all you want. That's fine. I know there are some people who do want to say something on the show but feel like, hey, you know, I don't want to talk in front of all these people. But just think of it as you and I on the cell phone talking back and forth, because, you know, essentially that's exactly what it is. Okay? So think about that as far as the next time you call into the show. And also, some of you guys, a lot of you guys know me personally. And you see me, you know, about every day. So when you do and you have something that you want to share with me as far as privately or asking me to do a show on a certain subject that you may be very familiar with, just want to hear some, you know, my take on it or someone else's take on it, let me know. I love to do that. There is not too many show topics, okay? And I'll take them all right? And so I'm going to have a great show for you guys on tomorrow. I won't give it away right now, but I have a great show for you guys tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow. Maybe at the same time, I may do 10 o'clock. I may do 10:30. I don't know. But check your show notes. I'll be sending out show notes for sure. Check your show notes and to verify the times as I get them out there. All right. And again, you guys make sure that you have a great day today. I hope you guys have a great rest of the morning, a great day, a great evening. And watch that game tonight. It's going to be a good game tonight. I'll be at work, but I wish I could see that game tonight. This is, and I'll tell you, this is the turning point of the finals. I believe that whomever wins tonight's game are going to be the champions of the NBA. Whoever wins tonight's game is going to be champions of the NBA. Watch it. Check it out. And remember what I said. Whomever wins tonight's game is going to be champions of the NBA. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. See ya.
With my dogs in the nighttime. Ooh. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a figure on your booty, man.